Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on MyTalk107.1.com with Jason Matheson. And joining me every single day when she's not popping out, Kathy wears her spy balloon over our building. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh my gosh, I was obsessed with that balloon. I couldn't stop watching. Called everyone that hey, it was hovering over. Oh my word. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's Monday, February 6, 2023. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to Lame Duck Day. Welcome to National Froyo Day. Welcome to Pay a Compliment Day. Welcome to Ronald Reagan Day. And welcome to our show. Cheers to you, yours, your relatives, your friends, your frenemies, people you like, people you hate. Cheers.
Your pets, all the animals out there, cheers.
That's right. We're glad you're here. We hope that you want to go to there.
Yes.
I want to go to there.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very popular in kangaroo land.
Yes. What are you drinking there, Lex? That's a mighty large vessel. Liquid
vessel.
This
is my Twin Cities Film Fest mug.
Look at that.
There you go. I'm just having some black coffee. It's hitting the spot. Fabuloso. How about you?
No, you know what? I'm just drinking the Bucks there. Just loving the Bucks.
Same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the headline, seeing if there's anything up with the balloon, anything more up with the balloon. So did you follow it all weekend, Lex?
I did, pretty much, yeah. The minute I saw it, I'm like, what is that? I have to know more. Where is it traveling? What is it doing? And at the time I tuned in, or maybe this is where we first saw it, was when it was hovering over North Carolina. And, you know, my bestie lives there, so I called her. Just say, hey.
Oh, my God, you did not.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you see that balloon up there? What's going on? She went on four walks and never saw it. Oh, okay, shoot. And then my brother-in-law, Johnny, you know, he lives in Puerto Rico. He was on his way to Las Vegas for a bachelor party. And because of that balloon, he was rerouted to New York City.
What?
Yes.
So
I did not realize that was something for the air traffic. Yeah. So he had to spend a night in New York before getting to Vegas.
Well,
I didn't realize. Yeah, no, I thought, okay. Yeah. I mean, you're still there with your buddies and having a good time. So get a little twofer there. But, you know, that wasn't the plan.
No.
So,
that's right. I did read they closed airspace.
Yeah.
Around the balloon's trajectory.
Yeah. Right. Were you guys just watching too, or is it just at that?
I watched a little bit. I was keeping an eye on Twitter, and then I got on because then everyone goes, I have HD super clear footage of the missile going through the balloon. And I'm like, okay, now I gotta see that.
Oh, right.
I mean, I gotta see that nonsense. But I
was
shocked.
It hits the ocean and then it goes down.
Well, they're talking about how big the debris field is. No wonder we had to wait till it was over water, for heaven's sake.
Yep.
Miles long, the debris field from this crap falling from the balloon. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not. I'm not a government official. I don't know about these things. Right. But here's where I know. This is what I do know.
What do you know?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. Here's what I know. If you're a country trying to spy in another country.
Yeah.
Could you find something a little less conspicuous than a big ass balloon?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't seem that practical to me. And again, I'm just a dumb, dumb media person. But if I'm a, it looks like the Wizard of Oz going back to Kansas. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem that secret to me.
Yeah.
You can look up in the sky. Oh, look, there's a balloon up there.
With the naked eye, you can see it.
Yeah.
And that's what China's saying, at least. Hey, don't just calm down. This was a commercial, you know, gone wrong.
Yeah.
A commercial gone wrong.
Balloon.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, that's
commercial
fine.
Balloon. Yeah, I know. I'm like, what? <Yeah. laughs>
Now, look, I don't know if I believe that either, but but I'm just saying, yeah, it got off course. They said it was a weather. I think they initially they were trying to say it was a weather balloon that got off course. That's a hell of a course correction. That's you know, it's not like just turning down the frontage road accidentally, you know, and instead of going onto the highway.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a miss shot. So
yeah.
Well, I love.
But you're absolutely right. I thought the same thing. I'm like, if you're going, you know, little drones, little, you just think you'd go smaller.
Mm-hmm. But no. I have questions, not just about the balloon, but I have questions lingering from Friday's show that I just want to touch base because we haven't talked to each other since our, speaking of spies, since our show was invaded by all the My Talkers, but
our
colleagues, yeah. Make sure Bradley didn't leave any tracking devices in the studio, but
hold on.
Where would they be?
Check for anything that Bradley might have left to record our every move. But okay, no. So if you missed it, let me briefly catch you up. I'm sure there's going to be a promo on the air. Lori and Julia ended up winning the My Talk Awards. They got the most.
Yeah, we lost.
We were very close, Lex and Holly.
Yes.
We were very, very. We were on the precipice of victory.
Yeah.
But alas, Austin Butler took it from our grasp.
The crush. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He got category. Crush of the year.
Yeah, he got crush of the year. That cinched it. But anyway, so now we have to work a day for Lori and Julie. They get a day off.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to work for them. Each show takes a little bit of their show.
Yeah, 1 hour each.
We're gonna pre-record this, right?
I mean,
let's strategize on the air.
Oh, Holly.
Here.
Ooh,
Lex, did you hear that?
I like that.
I mean, look, there were no rules, stipulations, or anything about how we had to fill that hour on Lori and Julia. So I'm just doing a little on-air brainstorming. That we're going to put some things in the can, and I know how to run the software here.
That's right, Lex.
Yes, you do.
So I'm just going to go ahead and propose an executive decision on behalf of the morning show here.
Because we're sleeping at that time.
Thank you.
Especially if Alexis is taking one of her famous, legendary 18-hour Alexis naps.
You know it.
Uh-huh.
And now with a toddler, ooh!
It'll be, yeah.
He tires me out!
Uh-huh. And then Angel. You got Angel on top of that.
Yeah, I got him too. That's right. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's come hard on. Work.
But Lex.
You guys too with your spouses.
I know. But Lex, I never thought. Holly has latched on to something.
Yeah. But will that be more work though?
No, because we just put it live to tape, you know.
Oh, so you just put it on. Right?
Yeah, you just, we just crack mics for an hour.
Yeah.
When we want to,
right?
At our convenience.
I can just come back in here after the talk show real quick.
That's what I'm saying.
And mm-hmm. knock out.
Yeah.
Oh.
You think you'd let that fly?
There are no rules.
Be shot down like that spy balloon.
No.
There are no rules here.
No.
There are no rules. None.
Well, try telling them that.
I will tell them that.
Because it's like, oh, those are the rules after the fact. That happens all the time here.
Yeah, I was. Lex does have a point with that one.
That's what I'm saying. We're leaning in to the spirit.
Oh, yes, and we're doing that.
Yes, we're yes-anding the crap out of the MyTalk Awards.
Yes.
That's right. We're polypositive.
Yep.
We know what I mean?
We're going to do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
we need timeless material.
Yeah. I'm going to.
It'd be funny if we just did a whole hour recap of our show.
Wouldn't that be great?
How was it for you that first half hour of the show today?
We just critique our own show.
Yes.
We roll clips from our own show.
We have our own Blu-ray commentary about our own show.
We do pop-up video, but for Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Yes. Pop-up morning show.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Yay. Pop-up morning show.
Yes. Oh, yes. And you have to be our age or older to remember pop-up video, just FYI. But yeah.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yes.
To do that again.
The My Talkers are in complete lockstep with us.
Good.
Megan Lane tweets to us, I love how devious Holly is. If necessary, I will plead the fifth to B. Arthur in management. Thank you, Megan. You heard none of this.
Yes.
You heard none of this.
It's not being devious. It's called self-care.
Thank you. Self-care.
Yeah.
Work-life balance.
Thank you.
All the things that are really important now, I guess. I think that's what they tell me. That's what BuzzFeed tells me. 6:13, okay. That was question number one. Now, I have a question about something else happening this week. It's a very busy week. Plus, there's a fashion trend that I need someone to explain to me that I just do not get. That and more when we come back. Hi, everyone. It's Jace Live from my family at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. You've heard me say it. I'm going to say it again. If you've never gone, this is the time. Because if you are a new family member to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, and you mention me, you're going to get $100 off your first service of $250 or more. That's tremendous savings. Think about it. So this is the time. Now, let me tell you about some specific sales they're having right now, specific promotions. First, $100 off lip filler. That's right, $100 off Juvederm lip filler in the month of February. So again, if you've waited for a good time, a good deal, this is it. This is your month, February, for lip filler. That doesn't rhyme, but you know. So go to skinrejuvenationclinic.net, look at the incredible before and after photos. And look, there's a lot of people that do a lot of these services, but there is only one Skin Rejuvenation Clinic.
Bradley here with my friend.
We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Cornhole woman. I'm very sorry.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Stop it right now! We will stop this tournament! This is stupid!
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on my talk. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly, your morning friends. Sit back, relax. Continue drinking that coffee, or perhaps you're in the shower. You're naked right now.
Ooh.
Continue scrubbing yourself. Hey, I see you.
Get a good lather going up in there.
That's right. Get all the crevices, people. Whoa. All the crevices.
You missed that spot on your ankle shaving, by the way.
Always. In the back.
Oh. On your toe. Yeah.
My gosh. I'm trying to get my son to like baths more.
Does he
not? It's becoming a... not fun experience just to get. Once he's in there, he's fine.
What
but I've used
kids?
Spider-Man and everything to try to entice him. We now watch Spider-Man. It's like, I don't know.
What is it with kids in baths? I've heard.
Yeah.
I didn't breed, so I don't know. But I didn't like baths. What is it with kids and not wanting to wash themselves?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's always tomorrow. tomorrow. Yeah. I'm like, well, you said that yesterday. Today's tomorrow.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Tomorrow. Oh, man.
Is his buddy Spider-Man helping at all?
Yeah, that has helped. And there's a Spider-Man shampoo that we got, too. So that was another motivator. But it's like, oh, man.
My mom said Mr. Bubble always worked. She would just dump that. I almost said the S word. She would just dump that crap until she couldn't see me. You know what I mean? I kept yelling for more bubbles.
Yes. So
she said there were moments where she couldn't find me. I was just buried in these bubbles. So I guess that was my enticer to get me into the bath.
We always ask about bubbles. And then we also, for a while, did a little water guns. But he would just blast me in the face with that. And, you know, no can do.
No.
Well, they broke. I'm sorry. These things, you know, like everything that makes noise from my aunties and uncles, I'm like, these need new batteries. And that's then we never get new batteries.
They're going to toy heaven. Walking over the toy rainbow bridge. That's right.
Lost. I wonder where it could be.
I wonder. It's a lot of things going on this week, and I was trying to get a grasp of everything, and I remembered I looked through all my emails because I knew that I had forgotten to put some things in my little iPhone calendar. So I went through emails. So I came across the email from Holly, and that was connected to a chili cook-off email. This is the so we've moved from the My Talk Awards. Now we're right into chili cook-off. So this is the latest thing.
It's tomorrow.
No. Oh my God! I literally just pooped.
Oh wait, it's next Tuesday.
No, it's this Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Wait
a second. It is this week. Wait. It's on Wednesday. Tomorrow. Okay. Wow.
Because it's for the big game.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Is on Sunday.
Wait, I accepted the
invitation. This is absolutely ridiculous.
I accepted the invitation.
This is stupid.
What is it?
On January 31st, last week, I accepted the invite. For Wednesday, February 8th.
Okay.
11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Okay. Cut the crap. I wonder if that's going to be Sydney tomorrow on Wednesday. Okay. Wednesday. I'm sorry to give everyone a heart attack here. Okay. Wednesday. We're preparing tomorrow.
Okay. Well, So this is the chili cook-off, my talkers, that we've been poking fun of.
Yeah.
Because high-level executives care about this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say high-level exec, I mean the owner of the joint.
Yeah.
Jenny, the Hubbard that runs Hubbard Radio, like the capital H Hubbard. She sent emails about this chili cook-off.
Yeah.
And then the Emperor, Dan Seaman, he has three like titles. He's like a vice president of regional something, tie tucked in a shirt, director something. And he sent emails about a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
So we got to take this seriously.
They want to make it the biggest ever.
Okay. So Holly, representing the morning show, because Jenny shamed the programming wing of the company because no one was signing up. So the morning show signed up for our patriotic duty,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do a chili. Now, I'm doing this. I'm doing the chili.
Yeah.
You're nodding your head. Okay, I'm confirming.
I guess we barely
knew what day it was, so I just want to make sure we know.
Right.
This is stupid.
There was confirmation at one point, Jason, that you were going to.
I'm going to
use your brand new Instant Pot.
I am.
To pressure cook a chili.
Yeah.
Are you two and my talkers? Weigh in on the Twitters if you want. I'm going to do a white chicken chili. Are we comfortable with that?
Sounds delicious.
Very comfortable.
Okay.
Now, what I think is going to take us over the top, and
yes,
my talker was emailed us and was going down the exact road I was thinking when we first initially talked about this,
yeah,
is that to add to it or to add that spice of life that might give us the edge to win.
Okay.
We need toppings.
Okay.
Okay, so little bowls of things.
Could one of you, if I do the chili,
yeah,
could one of you help,
or absolutely,
both of you help divide and conquer with some fixins? We'll call them fixins.
Okay, what
Ooh,
would be
with
good?
With an apostrophe.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We don't even have time for a G.
No.
Okay, so what would be good on a white chicken chili?
Your sour cream.
Yeah.
You got extra cheese.
Yep.
Some avocado, maybe.
Ooh,
yeah, because it's
fancy.
Okay.
Yeah. Some peppers.
Ooh, yeah, like
extra
jalapeno.
Kick. Yeah. Jalapenos.
Oh, like heat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then some tortilla strips.
Ooh, a little crunch.
A little crunch.
Ooh,
and there, I think we're good there.
Tortilla. Okay.
Yeah.
Strips.
Yeah. You're right, Lex, because if our bowl or if our thing is there and it's surrounded by fixins.
Yes, and
bright. That will entice the judges that we put a lot of
cilantro.
Effort into it. Fine. Yeah, cilantro's great. So there we
go. Okay, the lights are flickering in here. That means the ghosts agree.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
You save
see
a
that?
Bowl for them.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. You got some chili, too, okay?
That's right. We're going to get you some. So we'll keep you updated with the chili chicken saga.
See?
Wait,
see?
Yeah. When we come back, Army Hammer speaks when we return. Burrito place syndrome around here. I always like to tell you when Red Cow and Red Rabbit are closed. They are closed today. It is Monday. But tomorrow... Run to Red. That's right. Tuesday through Friday, you can run to Red for their happy hour. Great deals on appetizers like at Red Cow, their Memphis fries. Speaking of things that have a kick. And also, great wine and cocktails. Now, let me tell you, I got a little sneak peek at a fabulous thing coming to Red Cow for Valentine's Day. All Red Cow and Red Rabbits, February 9th through 19th. You can get a s'mores fire kit. That's right. It's so romantic. It comes on that big charcuterie tray. You get all the fixins, caramel, marshmallows, different types of chocolate and dipping chocolate and Nutella and more and strawberries with a little fire pit right there. So this Valentine's Day, run to Red.
When you're in pain, you need
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
As I've grown older, each year I've dropped holidays from my calendar that I don't think apply anymore. And this year, I'm proud to say that I dropped Valentine's Day. Yeah. Now, let's get it clear things up. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a holiday of love. Just not in February! It doesn't belong there. It does not belong there. And if you ladies want this holiday because it's your holiday, we're not going to even argue about that, are we? Because if you don't realize that men don't give a about it, and they don't, and if your husband is telling you that he does, then you have tortured him like some kind of prisoner of war.
Now back to Mediocre Radio. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Oh, rude. Now it's a woman. So rude. Now she's busting on us. Yeah. Oh, Lewis. Lewis Black.
I am realizing how much I love Valentine's Day. I will,
really?
You know what? I'm going to put my flag down and just say it. It is not necessarily about my husband and me. I just have such fond memories of school and making the box and making the Valentine's for my friends and I love red and pink together.
Okay, Lex. That's a great reason. Lex,
I love red and pink.
I like red and pink. I like the shape of a heart.
That's my favorite shape. Jeez, how'd you know? You send it a little bit of love, you know, and especially when it's like the dead of winter and we're just not feeling our best. You know what I'm saying? It just feels like something. I don't know if you guys feel this way, but
I like tiny nymphs
right.
in diapers that are good at archery.
That's
I like all of that.
Cupid, draw back your bow.
No.
Just I'm to with... feel something right now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, that's what Lewis is saying. This holiday doesn't belong in February. I'm with Lewis. I couldn't care less about Valentine's Day. It's never been a big thing. I mean, Colin, bless his heart, sometimes makes a reservation for us. This time, I think we're going to go see Titanic. That's back in theaters. And
oh, it is?
Yeah, it's been remastered in 4K and it's in 3D. Tickets are available now. So I think that's Colin's favorite movie. So I think we're going to do that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nothing like going to see a movie where the entire cast dies at the end. But, you know, it's fine.
Romantic.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I guess she throws the thing in and then
Picks the bucket.
I mean,
spoiler alert. The boat sinks. The old lady dies. Sorry about that.
The boat sinks. What?
No, but I'm more with Lewis. I don't know. Holly, where are you on the spectrum? Do you like the shape? Do you like red and pink?
I like red and pink.
Okay.
And I like the shapes.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's another day that ends in Y.
Yep. I'm with you.
Valentine's Day that I was with my now husband, he bought me a clearance holiday candy bar from the company canteen and wrote on it with a Sharpie.
Nice. That's love right there.
I'm like, no, that's love. That's... bargain basement candy.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't know what that is, Holly? That's marriage.
Thank you.
That's marriage. That's not love. That's marriage.
Before we even knew it. No, I was like, look, if we got a frozen pizza and I put on soft pants, I'm fine.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. It's not that, you know, the expectation.
Oh yeah.
No comfort food.
Right there.
It's not the you know, the expectation of gifts and stuff like that. I'm just saying it's just
it's the red and pink together.
Yeah.
It is.
Red and pink. I mean, look.
Lex, I gotta tell you. I've heard you.
I was going through the list of importance and that was the last thing.
Oh, we need feelings at this time of year.
We do.
That's all I'm saying. We love you, okay? There's love everywhere, okay, everybody? Love our friends. We love,
I know. Well, some of them. But, but I just, out of all the humans we've ever come into contact with and out of all the justifications and reasons why people love Valentine's Day, I think I can speak for Holly in saying, and probably all the listeners, we've never encountered someone whose number one reason that they love Valentine's Day is because they enjoy seeing red and pink
together. That was number three or four, Jace.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was number one. I apologize.
Just don't give away those chalky candy hearts to anyone, okay?
Right. That's not love.
No.
That is? That's the Valent, to play Lewis Black here. That's the Valentine's Day version of candy corn. That's what those hearts are. The Valentine's Day version of candy corn. Nobody likes them. Nobody. They break your teeth. You can't read what's on them. It's smudged. You can't. And I'm sure with what they. I'm sure the dye they use is going to make you. You know, probably grow a third eye or something.
Yep. Straight sugar too. Well, did you guys, as kids, did you like Valentine's Day, or am I alone in this, you know, putting your Valentines together and getting them from everybody and decorating your box and everything? I guess not. I guess I'm alone. Anyone else out there? Am I alone?
I think,
anyone alive out there?
I think Holly is maybe with me. We liked it, Lex. Maybe not as much as you did. I don't know.
Is there anyone alive out there?
Thank you. The Titanic full circle. I think I've hit an iceberg.
I'm flying.
Holly, did you like Valentine's Day as much as Alexis?
I liked the opportunity. opportunity for sugar.
Right. You got candy?
In inappropriate times when normally...
Panties? Did you say... And Lex, did you say panties?
No. Inappropriate times.
No, you said in candies.
Oh, in candies.
I thought you said panties.
No, I wasn't the class pervert.
I mean,
Holly was giving out personalized panties.
Too good to be forgotten, right on the butt. No.
Not for me.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
I don't even know if they do that in schools anymore. Do they?
I think they canceled it.
They
I
had
don't know.
A display at a big box store within the past week that was full on display for specifically for Valentine's to be handed out at school. So somewhere, somehow.
Okay. Well, I know my kids' daycare, they're doing it. So,
good.
Yeah.
You know.
I know they canceled it sometime because it offended, I don't know, Laverne or some mom in a basement with a website and a blog and a bottle of wine. I don't know.
I mean,
somebody had offended and but no, I liked that. You know what? Oh, okay. You know what I do like?
This okay. is
let me end like? Instead of leading with the positive. I'll end with the positive. Here's what I do like about Valentine's Day. I like our show that day.
Oh, agreed.
I mean, I like our show every day, but
yes,
I mean,
that's fun.
I love, and I think the My Talk, I love our 22nd annual Sad Song of Palooza. I think that's one of the most fun days of our year. Oh, God, I love it so much. I mean, the podcast, you can't hear anything, but hey, that's why you got to listen live.
Right.
But that's fine.
Destination radio.
Details.
You got to listen live, but we'll do it live, to quote Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live. that looper. Anyway. Before we take a break here, I want to open up the AOL because people have things to say about our chili cook-off.
You've got mail.
Let's see here. Panda writes in, Platinum Panda, white chicken chili sounds pretty amazing for the company chili cook-off. The winner of our chili cook-off was a Cincinnati chili. I don't know. Now I have a follow-up for Panda. What the hell is Cincinnati chili?
That's like Skyline chili.
What the hell is Skyline chili?
It's a brand of chili from Cincinnati. And they serve the chili over spaghetti noodles. And put onions and cheese on top of it.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I want some of that now.
That sounds magical.
It's a whole thing.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Lee writes, I have a literal winning white chicken queso chili that has won me awards multiple years. Jason, I'll send you the recipe.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Queso chili. Ooh.
Yeah. Phil Jones is being Nelly negative. Stop me if you've heard that before. He doesn't think we need fixins. I couldn't disagree more.
Oh, really?
I couldn't disagree with him more. No, he goes, toppings don't matter. No one will take the time to add the toppings. Phil, I disagree with you. I think that might push us over the edge.
If we offer fresh cheese and sour cream cilantro and jalapenos, both seeded and unseeded.
Uh-huh. People eat with their eyes, and if they come upon our magical pot and it's surrounded by fixins, it could just be... That's right. It could just be the difference. So
we need cute bowls, guys.
Cute bowls?
I'll find some cute bowls. Yep. I got to do that, too. I'll add that to my list.
Make sure they're a wonderful combination of pink and red.
Yeah, yes. You know, it's just in time. Actually, I think that's genius. Yes. We'll call it our love chili.
Oh, why does that sound oddly pornographic? Can I have a bowl of your love chili?
Because it will be 6 to 8 hours after the cook-off.
Six. I have IBS too. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Vote first and then. Yeah. Ooh, lots of fun at the Minneapolis Home and Remodeling Show at U.S. Bank Stadium. I was there on Friday. It was so much fun to see Julie and the team at Rebath out there doing their thing, showing y'all what they can do. Lots of my talkers signed up to have a designer come to their home. That was so fun. And a big thank you from Rebath to all of you who stopped by as well all weekend. It was a fun, fun show. And what's so great about having Rebath come out, which you can sign up at rebath.com, punch in some information there, and a designer will get a hold of you to set up some time for them to come and bring the showroom to you with hundreds of options to really make your bathroom pop. So if you are looking for a custom design, that's what you'll get with Rebath. The design is free. They want to show you what they can do. Of course, they'll tell you about the quality materials, a professional installation that will take place in 5 days or less. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Just go to rebath.com.
Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent.
We are going to talk Grammys coming up in the second hour, so don't you go anywhere. The good, the bad. The
not so
good, the long, the boring, the weird, all of it.
Yeah.
The fashion. Okay. Speaking of that, I did tease this, and I will keep this brief. I said early in this hour that there's a fashion trend that I just do not understand. Yeah. So it's kind of, I guess it's kind of, well, it's a just saying.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Time for Just Saying.
You got something you want to say?
I do. What's up with bleached eyebrows?
Yeah, that is a trend right now.
Lisa Rinna did it on the runway over the weekend. That Julia Fox woman has it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to match the hair on their head either. They're just bleaching the eyebrows.
No.
What up and with that?
And it's weird because I think it's because eyebrows are the picture frames of the face.
Yes.
And I love them. Like I'm not joking. I love a good brow. So this trend, I just don't. From Queer Eye, Jonathan bleached his.
I saw that. That's what
and Madonna
and Maren Morris. Or no, she
Maren Morris.
Yes.
Yes. I just don't think this is a trend that looks, I don't think it's attractive. I don't think it makes these ordinarily beautiful people. I don't think it does anything to highlight them. I think I was looking at Lisa Rinna. I was like, what is off here? Lisa's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And she bleached her eyebrows.
Is it to extend your forehead?
I don't know.
Is it to match your fashion, your dress?
I don't know.
It's because people are bored.
They're bored.
They're
You're right,
bored.
Holly.
And they're like, yes. We have gone through the thick eyebrow phase, and now we need to do something different.
I guess.
I don't know what I would prefer, the pencil brows of the early 2000s or this trend.
Oh, this is like Frankenstein chic. Bless their hearts.
Oh. Are you seeing it, Holly?
Well, I'm looking at Bella Hadid. From Paris Fashion Week this fall. And it's very Boris Karloff. And I mean, thank you for all two people listening who get that. But it's
Holly, there's four. There's
okay, thank
four.
You. Four,
there's
four.
No Boris, it's four people. Yeah.
Good eyebrows, to your point, Jason, frame the face. When you have a good set of eyebrows, it is an instant facelift.
Yeah, it is.
You can pluck them in a way. It wakes your eyes up. I'm sorry, not pluck. Colleen always used to yell at me jokingly. You pluck a chicken, she would tell me. You tweeze a brow.
Right.
Thank you, Colleen.
Sometimes plucking just is the right word, though.
Oh, plucking, though, yes.
You've got a lot of those hairs growing in. Ooh.
I love how at this exact moment you're rubbing your chin, Lex. At this exact moment.
Well, now I'm getting self-conscious.
I know, I'm like,
because I'm like, oh, did I get that one? That one dark, wiry hair that's growing underneath my chin.
Yeah, same. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm also thinking of Frankenstein's monster and his eyebrows. Like, huh?
Uh-huh. So, Anyway,
yeah. Wow.
Don't do it. I want this train to be over.
Some people might look good in this, though.
Oh.
Okay, I can't think of one example right this second.
I'm looking at these beautiful people that have decided to go the way of bleach brows.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this, like, uggifies them, like, three notches at least.
I gotta tell you, if Ryan Phillippe did this, I don't know if I would sleep with him.
Oh, my gosh. That is, wow, quite a statement, Jace.
Oh, it's also a complete lie, but I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
Huh. Here, wear this bag over your head, okay?
Yeah, right. No, yeah. Oh, no.
He'll be fine.
No. Ryan could have bleach brows and the pencil brows from the early 2000s, and I would be fine with it. Yeah.
Well, pencil brows.
And so that's what Madonna was sporting at the Grammys last night.
Right?
Yeah, she was.
A little pencil brow, totally bleached.
Yeah, I
don't
know. Oh,
well, what Jonathan Van Ness says from Queer Eye is that blonde brows have more fun.
No,
they don't. No, they don't. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
I know.
Jonathan.
Yeah. really quick, because he's Mervy Pervy. He's on the men, though. So Armie Hammer on Friday gave his first interview.
Oh.
Since all those accusations. That he was a cannibal, that he was sexually aggressive, and that's putting it mildly, to some women. Sexual abuse allegations, let's just call it what it is. So here's just a couple headlines from the interview he did with Airmail that was published on Friday evening. He said he opened up that he was sexually abused as a teenager from, I believe, a pastor, and that obviously caused childhood trauma, which led to his messed up view of sex. Mm. A little bit later, he did admit he isn't mincing words in some of these cases. He is taking responsibility for what he did to some of these women. He said, I was, 100%, I was, the power dynamics were off, and I manipulated these women. I was emotionally abusive, 1,000,000%. And he also, the other little bullet point with this is, he did say that he's dead in the water. That no one will hire him. No one will insure him. He can't get bonded for a project. And no one will touch me, quote, because if they hire me, then they are the people who support abusers. So,
yeah,
I think he has come, and he attempted taking his life one day in the ocean.
Mm.
But he looked at his kids on the shore and couldn't do it. So just some bullet points from this interview that dropped on Friday. So he's right. I mean, there's a lot of people that can make a comeback. I don't know if he can. Mm. I think he's one of those that just can't.
Mm-hmm. That, and to your point, Jason, it's the folks who insure the projects, where it's just like, if those folks are not going to get behind you, then no one is going to hire you.
No one. The casts. No. I mean, who's going to sign out of that project when you see Armie Hammer on the call sheet? You know, no matter what kind of therapy is in, they're out.
What is Airmail, who we did the interview with?
That's no Graydon Carter, former Vanity Fair editor's website.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting. I wonder if he was paid for that.
Oh, good question. Look at you, Diane Sawyer, looking into this. I love it.
Oh, I checked out Poker Face.
Oh, okay. Taste test coming up in our second hour, plus Grammy-a-palooza when the second hour starts right after this.